Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, my God. Woj, Woj. Look outside the doorway right now. Look. Look at the masses
people
of people.
Are hold
on. Hold
in.
On. I don't know if you can hear it through the microphone. You can faintly hear. We want Thon.
Thon will be interesting
we
if he plays
want
today.
Thon. People are excited.
Who do you think is more? I think Svi is more likely to play. Because he got here. Did you hear those?
What is that?
Those insects?
I just can't wait for Mason to be like, it's V43. Oh,
that's
yeah. You know that's
absolutely
coming.
What it's going to be.
100%. Palpable buzz downtown.
Okay,
right now.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. All kidding aside, at least it's a little something different to see Svi.
Oh, I'm very intrigued.
Three.
I'm very intrigued to see Thon Maker because he's.
Yeah, but he just got here, what, last night?
He's probably
today.
Not going to play tonight.
So,
yeah.
Right,
yeah, but
correct.
Still, yeah.
But it's a huge night. It's the Pistons next. You know, if they're going to get into this playoff chase, these are the type of games you have to win.
That's a good point.
And I'm not even joking about that. You do have to beat the Knicks, right?
Yeah, because the Knicks are openly tanking. Now,
yeah, well, there you go.
You have an intriguing little
Piston-centric
question that you want to get to here.
Not really intriguing, but –
Well, if it's not intriguing, well, I mean, why are we going to do it? It's got to be intriguing, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant it's very
intriguing. Come on,
intriguing.
You got to upsell these things. Do what Stefanski did. You sell the fan base.
Yeah, exactly.
We're good.
Trying to get in.
Yeah,
first of all, I agree with you. What is Ed Stefanski going to say on the morning show today and say, yeah, guys, I mean, we gave it a go, but we're not making it this year, and we're going to be totally rebuilding.
Pull
in
a Mark
off-season.
Cuban and just say, yeah, we're tanking.
Yeah.
I understand why people would want that, but. You can't say that, unfortunately.
No, and here's the other thing.
And I don't think he believes it. I think he's just saying what he has to say.
If he's just following Tom Gorris' orders, as the narrative goes, to win and make the playoffs, then he would have made the Mike Conley trade, right?
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
I honestly think he convinced the owner, whether it had to be convinced or just explained to him,
plus,
why he didn't do it.
Plus, isn't this a way – like, okay, say they didn't get Wayne Ellington, okay? They're probably making the playoffs at this point anyway. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they sneak into that eight spot. All they have is what the Heat and the Hornets ahead of them. Who knows what ends up transpiring with them, okay?
Do you guys understand what you're now debating?
What?
And I'm speaking to you and the crazy Valeni kid and others. Now they're buying in the buyout market. Do you know what buying in the buyout market means? You're picking up a guy who plays like 10 minutes a game.
I agree. That's why it doesn't change much for me. But we've talked about this all week, okay? Leading up to the trade deadline and after the trade deadline. And I've maintained it does feel as though Ed Stefanski is handling Tom Gorris and maintaining his expectations. Tom Gorris wants to make the playoffs, okay? So he's making a move after the trade deadline to bring in a shooter for the playoff push. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I'm going to give you a little perspective because sometimes you youngsters don't really reach out and gather perspectives from elsewhere.
I disagree.
Okay? What would it say? I went on and looked on like a Los Angeles Lakers blog when the Pistons traded Reggie Bullock.
Oh, boy.
And a Lakers writer, his analysis of the trade. And they gave the Lakers an A and the Pistons a D-. And their whole thing was, what are the Pistons doing? They're a game out of the playoffs, and they sold off their top three-point shooter. What are they doing? There is, believe it or not, outside your little tanking bubble, there are many, many places where when you're one game out of the playoffs, you're not supposed to just capitulate.
See, and they don't understand because they don't understand that the Pistons are not this young, you know, exciting team.
Really?
Like the Kings.
Yes, he does.
Like, it makes sense for the Sacramento Kings to make a move. They got Harrison Barnes. They have a young core. They got young pieces. They want to get to the playoffs. That'd be big. Just like a few years ago when Reggie Jackson was actually playing well and cared, they made the playoffs. And I remember saying, you know what? That was a good thing. Like, now you can start to see if it's going to work and if it progresses. It didn't. It blew up in their face. But when you have a young team and a new team that you're starting to want to see, yeah, getting to the playoffs means something. Getting to the playoffs this year means absolutely nothing.
Isn't that what the Pistons now have?
No, we know that it's not going to work here.
No, but don't
not
they
that
now
anyone expected it no, to work, no, no, but you wanted to see.
Don't they now have a young team? Let me go, let's see. Luke Kennard, the two guys that they brought in. Andre Drummond's still only 25. The only old guy is Blake Griffin.
We've also only seen the Pistons be under 500. So what? They're going to make the playoffs only because only because the Eastern Conference sucks. The Pistons were 44-37 when they made it a few years ago. There's a difference.
Don't change my argument. All I'm saying
I'm pointing out a difference.
You're acting like they're not a young team. They are.
They're not a team with a future. They're not a team that, as currently constructed, they're going to go into next year
Throwing a bunch of 34-year-old guys out there trying to
young. Okay,
yes,
maybe they're not young.
Wrong.
Maybe it's the same exact team going out there next year. They're going to be blown up this
Unlike
summer.
Unlike others, I don't let people get away with misnomers or miscalculations. Like I pointed out to you.
Okay, settle for the word young.
Here is an objective analysis. Yeah. From a different NBA city, and I saw two of them,
because they don't understand us.
No. That they said, why would a team one game out of the playoffs be getting rid of its only three-point shooter? And that puzzled them.
Because they're not looking at the offseason. They're not looking at what this team is. They're not looking at anything.
Some people actually do look and see playoff standings and view that as
that's not
a
doing
good
their
thing.
Job though.
Yes,
like you can pick.
Yes,
I just laid out a case
just because
for the
they
Sacramento
don't have
Kings.
The same opinion as you.
I laid out a case for the Sacramento Kings making the playoffs. I don't cover the Sacramento Kings, but you know what? I cover the NBA. That's a bad job on that Lakers blog that you read, not understanding what the Pistons are trying to do and what they are.
Because they look around at all these teams that get young and try to, and they don't do anything. They don't get anywhere. Who's gone anywhere? What have the Sixers done? What have the Celtics done?
They're in the top four in the East. They're a contender right now.
But they're not going to win it.
They might not. We don't know.
Oh,
I'm assuming the Bucks are going to win
it.
But they're one of the top four teams
there
in the
East. There are some people that look at these things from a more historical perspective and say, it generally speaking does not work. So when you do have a chance.
What does not work?
Throwing everything away. I don't want to use the T word. Throwing everything away and playing a bunch of young guys.
How is it throwing everything away? You weren't re-signing Reggie Bullock. It was the same exact thing as the Lions understanding that they weren't going to bring Golden Tate back because they didn't want to pay him,
so you'd sell it. That's exactly what it was. It was an expiring contract.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't a referendum on them making the playoffs or not.
Fair.
They're still just going to play it out and see. They're not going for it.
And I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Right, and that's not comes my question as I wind my way to it.
Yeah, I don't know what your goal here is, but go ahead. Ask the question.
I'm just setting you guys straight.
You guys, we're talking,
All of you guys straight. It's not easy to do to keep track of because.
Are you trying to suggest that making the playoffs is valuable right now?
No, that's not even what I'm saying at
all. Then what are you arguing?
That you guys have this whole thing twisted to whatever way you want. In one breath, Tom Gorris wants to make the playoffs so badly. He's a puppeteer. He's telling Stefanski to do this and go get Conley. When he doesn't go get Conley, now the next narrative is. Gorris is a boob. He doesn't know anything about basketball. He doesn't even pay attention to the team. He doesn't even know who Mike Conley is. Which one is it? He's pulling all these strings and demanding these things, or he's a boob who doesn't pay attention? Because it can't be both. Which one is it?
I don't think he knows anything about basketball.
Then stop pretending like he's pulling all these strings.
But that's kind of what he did in the Blake Griffin move, is it not?
Not necessarily.
And hold on. If he were still completely in charge of everything, I agree with you. Mike Conley would be here. I'm the one that has been saying Ed Stefanski and Malik Rose maybe are kind of slow playing the guy from getting too involved with the team, right?
Don't you think Stan Van Gundy talked him into Blake Griffin?
No.
Yes.
I do not at all. I think that was a Tom Gorris move.
Oh, so now you're back to Gorris is intimately involved and knows all about basketball and is making all.
No, he just saw a star.
Oh, he switched in a year.
He just saw a star.
He doesn't even know a star, according to the he's a boob and doesn't know anything about basketball.
So now it's got to be like either Gorus is a basketball genius or Gorus knows nothing about anything. He doesn't even know what the circular thing is.
Because you play both sides.
I disagree.
No, you do. You just did.
No, I didn't.
In the last 35 seconds,
no,
you
I
did.
Didn't. I said Ed Stefanski, Malik Rose, I think, have pushed back. They've made it seem like they're doing kind of what he wants them to do, but they're not ultimately doing it.
And Stan Van Gundy didn't push back at all. He was just at the mercy of Tom Gorris, this veteran guy who has all the titles in the franchise, and he's just at the mercy of an owner who doesn't pay any attention to basketball.
How many times have we seen it? How many times have we seen an owner just say, trade for him, sign him? That happens all the time.
But not Tom
Gorris. Do you think Dave Dombrowski really wanted to sign Prince Fielder to that contract?
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
no.
Whoa.
It was Mr. I that wanted it to happen.
You're now comparing Mike
Ilitch
with Tom Gorris.
Was it a good deal or was it a bad deal?
No. Do you understand the fallacy? Which you're talking about one of the all-time hands-on owners who knew everything about baseball and his organization and hockey, comparing him to a guy
that
you have
point.
Framed that doesn't know anything about basketball.
See, but that's the point. The fact that Tom Gorris knew the name Blake Griffin, he knew the name Mike Conley, and knew that he was a quote-unquote franchise player for the Grizz or a franchise player for the Clippers, he knows the surface stuff. He doesn't know the details.
You said a couple days ago and a few minutes ago he probably doesn't even know who Mike Conley is.
That was a joke.
No, it was not. Stop it. See, now you're playing both
sides
again.
Now you're twisting every single word I've ever said. Sorry, I won't ever be sarcastic ever again.
No, no.
Ever.
No, you use sarcasm, whatever that is,
uh-huh.
when you've been proven wrong.
I disagree.
And you want to play both sides. Here is the side that you should understand. I think Gorris listens to what they say, does not go out and suggest, like, give me this guy. We need three-point shooting.
He wants names. He wants guys he perceives as stars.
Yeah. So he got one in 8 years. How is that such a – one. They picked up one star
in eight years. Again, what are you driving at?
You say he has this mandate. I'm proving you wrong. You say he has this mandate. That's all he wants is star. In 8 years
he
as owner, he picked up one.
Because they didn't have any assets to be able to trade for a star,
right.
Did they?
No, which is why he has left it in the hands of Van Gundy, who screwed it up. Correct.
Screwed up the draft.
And if you're mine, the Blake Griffin trade.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 971-36.
Here's my question real quick.
Quickly.
I put this poll on Twitter. Very simply, I'm sick of listening to the dopes like this. I want to hear from Piston fans. Do you want to break the playoffs or not? I'm not saying, no, but we won't get Zion. Just yes or no, do you want to make the playoffs? And I'll tell you the results of my Twitter poll.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.